You are listening to This of the Abyss. Ooh, yeah.
Well, what are we saying about Peter?
Freestyle it, see if something comes up.
There once was a man named Peter. Oh,
let me go again. Yeah, do it again.
There once was a man named Peter. Oh, Peter Hose.
Peter
Hose. He was a guy we knows.
He's got that big old schnoz.
He was a guy we knows.
Hey, why does it say was? He's not dead.
Because he's moving. Yeah, he's moving on.
He's moving on.
Going down, downtown to the seaside.
Down to the seaside.
Yeah.
So you need a visual cue as well. Just the hands popping up and down.
Sounds like coitus.
So, we're gathered here today on the occasion of Peter skedaddling. So, Peter, this is your farewell from your friends. We'll never see you again. We love you very much.
I feel like I've attended my own wake.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered.
I remember when I first met Peter.
You just lost around. Ooh, do you know the history of choosing?
Yes, I do.
Do you know the history of choosing?
No, tell us.
Okay, and then we will go into actually what we're here for. But
what do you mean? This is what we're
no, this is exactly what,
this is what we're going to do.
So what Rob just did is he got up and he kind of swashbuckled around. Okay. And with cheersing, you were meant to cheers to make sure your drink got into the other person's drink. And the idea was you're not poisoning each other. So cheers.
Share a bit of the... And then they weirdly put it down. You're like, I see.
Oh, is that why you're not allowed to cheers with someone and then not sit before you put your glass?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That explains the spread of herpes, doesn't it?
Yes! What's he talking about?
What is a herpes?
Sorry, carry on.
I was just going to say, get your dick out.
Thanks.
It does say Peter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we spell his name correctly.
I showed up as if there was a camera.
There's a check in there.
It says never come back.
There's a COVID test in there.
Doesn't matter. It could be positive. I'm still. By the way, I presume I'm opening this.
Yes, you're.
Well, it certainly looks like.
In the process of it, yes.
I think we'd all agree.
Do you want me to read it aloud?
Yes, please.
Can you open it into the microphone, please?
Okay. Do rustling ASMR.
ASMR.
In an effort.
Bail.
In an effort to preserve the environment, this card is made from recycled paper. I've realised I left my glasses at home. Aunt Helen met Wells. Get well soon. Sorry, scribbled out. Good luck, Frank. Happy birthday. And that. Grandma Esther, happy birthday. Welcome to London Dev. Basically, it's just a whole lot of things, just like messages, and then they're scribbled out. And then, dear Peter plus Jen, congrats on the big move. We'll certainly miss you. Please keep in touch. Would be effort to come visit you both. Ignore, once you're settled, all your love. All our love. Rob, Caitlin, Ash, and Tom, kisses. I'm going to ignore that, and there is like, either a dash piss mark or a beer glass stain or a piece of artwork, and that is the card.
There we go. Thank you very much.
What does it say on the back?
It says, 50343. There's like a series of dashes.
It's the best bit.
That was my touch.
I appreciate it. No, thank you very much. And of course, you're just an open invitation, but
we'll be there tomorrow.
This is great because I won't be. But this is not great for podcast stuff. But it is my birthday in November, and there are weekends and stuff. And
there are weekends.
They do exist. Yeah, they do exist.
We're in November this year. They've added a few. Weekend.
I had a word.
With the powers that be.
The powers that be. So maybe somewhere around then. But also, I'm planning. The idea is that I recover in Devon and work a mixture in Devon, but also elsewhere around the country. But also do comedy. Tear up the Southwest is my idea. Because quite frankly, there's less competition.
Hear that, Southwest Comics? Yeah. He doesn't consider you competition.
True.
How good's your Devon accent? Are you going to pretend to be a local?
At the moment, it's generic Southwest. No, I think what the people of Devon and Cornwall will appreciate...
Oh, God. Here we go. It's being lectured.
It's a Londoner's, a Londoner's take on life.
I feel they've not been educated.
There we go. This will go down a treat.
All I hear is about these Londoners coming out and buying up the place. And it's like... Well, yes, and you're welcome. And yeah. I feel like they need to understand the benefits of having me nearby. But...
you're just colonising the outer parts of your country.
One of the things I would genuinely like to do. So the Devon
is round up all the people from the outskirts of London.
Well, Cornwall, their flag is a white cross and a black background.
Yeah,
and Devon is a white cross and a green background. So what I'd like to do, my view is that Cornwall can't afford a coloured printer. So I'd like to go out to Cornwall with a whole series of green felt tip pens and just go around and colour it in for them is one of my many, many plans when I get bored.
To integrate into the...
I was going
to
say, defacing someone's flag.
Yeah, that's good.
If I've learned anything about Brexit,
yep,
is that integration is overrated. So if anything, I'm just gonna stand loud and proud.
Oh, that's good.
I can't wait to attend your funeral.
Yeah. Nothing quite like being accepted into the local community.
We're gonna play this at your funeral.
I have another fact.
Go on.
All right, creep.
speaking about Brexit and colonizing and buying shit up.
Yeah.
So we went to Forty Hall, and they have a vineyard. It's a community-led vineyard, which is quite cool, and it's right outside of London, which is nice. But most of the English vineyards are in Surrey, more south. And as we spoke to the people, cultivating the vines there, they said that all the people who make champagne, all the French growers of the champagne vine, it's getting too hot in France. So it's kind of killing all the plants. And they're buying up all the property in England.
Yep.
So they're growing sparkling wine, but it's delicious sparkling wine. Because
take back control, Peter.
Yeah, take back
coming control. Over here. Buying up our vineyards.
And in terms of Brexit, I just found that a really interesting fact.
Well, in fairness, champagne is sort of an English invention.
Oh, here we go.
So is the curry, I hear.
Yeah. Insofar as the glass bottles, that double-walled bottle, was an English invention.
Really?
So if it hadn't been for that, there'd be no way to have stored champagne.
Mm.
And it would have stayed in the region and no one would have heard of it. So, really.
So what you're saying is you're all for colonialism. That's what I'm hearing here.
That's like saying, well, I invented plastic wrappers, so anything inside a plastic wrapper, I invented it, because you couldn't transport.
A friend of my mum's, his father, invented the Tetra Pak. Which is, you know, the milk. You know when you get a carton of milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
The way it's folded like that.
Oh, okay.
The cardboard one, he invented that. He's got about 15 patents.
Yeah, wow.
All around
That's very cool.
Multi-million.
I was going to say, he would be absolutely rolling in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was something in the soda.
I don't know about the dimple in the soda.
So do you know how when you get a 2-liter bottle of Coke or whatever, the bottom bit...
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe I just read that on the internet, but the guy who invented like that.
Yeah.
The guy invented that.
It, wait, like, what?
Like this. So we have a glass of wine.
It's a family-friendly show.
It's so hot.
It has a dimple, and Ash just aggressively pegged it.
I do. Hang on, Esma.
She fingered the.
It's not a goodbye party if there's not an aggressive pegging.
In the ear.
What are you doing to your glasses?
I mean, now you don't need to see it. You can see the size of it by the indentation.
That's a nipple.
Maybe
right
small,
there.
But it's strong.
Ooh.
Is it an innie? Not an outie.
It's an innie. Does anyone here have an outie?
No.
No.
I've got a. Yeah. I've got an outie.
Don't encourage him. He must be stopped.
I raised my finger.
Oh, what was that thing we learned about the people who. The Lotus.
Lotus births?
Yes.
Okay, guys. This is a crunchy thing. Basically, they're like, the baby isn't finished getting all the nutrients from the placenta.
Oh no.
So you keep the placenta attached until it like falls off naturally, which usually takes around 10 days.
Oh no.
At which point it's shriveled and infested with bacteria. But there's all these pictures of these babies, poor little newborns with this like crusted cord. And the placenta's in like a bag with like loads of herbs and shit so it doesn't stink.
Hang on, sorry, I'm not understanding. Are we not detaching the umbilical cord?
No, they're taking the nutrients from the placenta.
The idea is.
They just shit on the baby.
I know. Well, they might be into that as well, I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, my mum had a similar policy where I wasn't allowed any dessert until I'd finished my dinner. So I can see why you'd leave the placenta attached until you're done absorbing all the nutrients. Why not?
I'm going to guess that the person behind this is not medically qualified, but it's based on like a tradition or some...
I'm guessing you can't do this on the NHS.
Why would you need to be medically qualified to make medical decisions? That's just silly.
That's the new government policy.
I'm a respiratory virus expert.
I'm now announcing my candidacy for Prime Minister of the Tory Party.
Yeah. Good luck. Get in there, quick. Ooh.
Australia's got a new Prime Minister.
Yeah, but he's not a Tory.
No, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's really excited. Mm. Right?
That was in June, yeah.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
How's it been going?
We don't know. We're here.
But, you know.
So great. Yes, the policy is keep all the bottom ones out.
Yeah. He's not making an ass of himself. So it's better. Okay. It's an improvement on the previous one.
Like having a Prime Minister not immediately make an ass of himself.
It's been a long time.
Very boring.
I feel like it's similar to when Biden was in power. Where it was just like...
But
as in like when Biden got voted in.
Do you know that we don't?
Biden has COVID.
So he'll be dead.
But it's like, as long as it's anyone but Trump, it was kind of the similar feeling in Australia of just like, we just need it to not be him.
Right.
We don't care who is, as long as it's not this person anymore. Yeah. And it was that kind of overhaul. Doesn't mean that the new person, I don't know, we don't know anything about him.
Girls had a similar policy of who to take to the prom with them, with me. Just, we don't care who it is.
Anyone but Peter.
Just not me. Not me.
Just not you.
Not that kid with the weird fringe.
Did you have a weird fringe?
I didn't have a fringe until I was like 12, and then it like was basically just baby bum fluff.
Oh no!
Until I was like,
send me a picture of that. I'll use it as the art for the episode. I want to see that.
Adult size ears, age 8, and then,
I had that.
And like outies. Like,
I did too. Didn't you have like one further out than the other?
If it makes you feel better, one of my legs grew faster than the other. And so I was having really bad leg pain.
Tom got you.
And then they had to like, the chiropractor had to crack my hip so that, because I was like lopsided. So I grew up all wonky.
She just looked like she was standing very sassy.
Yeah, the whole time.
It's just this wonky
natural sass.
So the ear thing is right. Apparently I favored one side of my head and they kept trying to move me. And so my ear is a different one. Pristine.
Oh, lefty has another job.
So this has no crease. Whereas this one.
That's so interesting.
Wow. This is great radio.
I hope you all loved that visual at home.
Yeah, for those who need the audio description, one of Caitlin's ears is exactly as you would picture a human ear. The other looks like what happens when you try and fail to flip a pancake.
Yes, one little
looks
bit.
Like a 7-day-old placenta.
Oh, this couch is comfy, Rob. I'm so happy to send a complaint to Ofcom.
Ofcom. What's the thing that like Love Island gets the whole time?
Ofcom.
And women's rights.
And women's rights, yeah. Dear Ofcom and women's rights. It's like we're two separate things.
They share offices, I hear.
Yeah, okay, my ear does look like a 7-day-old placenta. No. Move on!
The bliss of the abyss is here now.
Was anybody a good-looking child?
Yes.
Was anyone a humble child?
Do you mean anyone in this anyone in the world or any? Yeah. Caitlin's a cute baby.
I was a fugly.
Were you?
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, no, I can't possibly. I doubt that a lot.
Proper, like, just, you know, the features haven't grown.
Yes, I relate to that on a spiritual level because I was that as well. It took me like until I was 20, and yeah. I was like, yeah, no, very, very gangly and awkward. I've been this height since I was 12.
Oh,
so
yo, that was the same for so yeah. you two.
So, but like with just like a plank. It's like no curves, so like just like gangly, and then like it's like the giraffe that can't walk. So like my limbs grew, and then I was like, just falling over
the
everywhere.
Giraffes can walk from day one, otherwise yeah. they die.
So don't rub like it in, Peter.
So, like yeah. so I was like, giraffe. Disabled giraffe is a very good description. Yeah.
Have you ever seen how giraffes are born? They fall 3 feet from, you know.
Yeah. Do you know
why?
Because they don't leave the placenta attached as a bungee cord. Yeah, this is why we have to leave the placenta attached.
Imagine if an elephant left the placenta just a...
Jesus.
It's like a blanket a for a king-size bed.
Yeah,
like
it must a duvet. Be massive.
The world's smelliest duvet.
Does that mean, hang on, because whales are mammals. Does that mean they have placentas?
Whales are know. Fish.
There are placental mammals. I can Google it.
Are not all mammals
not all, no.
No.
Not all
wow.
mammals. E.g. the duck-billed
platypus.
Okay, yeah,
but that's, I know it's kind of an exception, but it's still, let's see. Oh,
they're like people from Norfolk, whales. Technically human, but...
I saw a meme... And the person said that we're hiring people, and someone on his CV said that he Googles things, and it's like, we're interviewing
him. Yeah, it was one of his skills.
Like, his skills Googling. Was Googling, and he was like, we're interviewing him later.
You've been shortlisted, son.
I was going to say, shortlist job for IT straight away.
Yes, yeah, they yeah. are. They are, yeah, they're placental mammals.
So what's how big is a blue whale's placenta?
Well, I know that the size of a blue whale's tongue is an elephant. So that gives you some idea of how massive they are. The placenta must be pretty big.
Very different what shape. Happens in the ocean? Does it just like, imagine you're scuba diving or snorkeling, you just see this like floating placenta from a whale. Like, does it biodegrade? Like, how does that work?
Well, it gets eaten by fish.
Yeah, I was going to say, do the fish descend?
I would imagine that makes more sense. Straight away.
I would imagine that a blue whale giving birth is quite a show in the ocean. I imagine,
it's a feeding frenzy.
I imagine
is what you're
a
saying.
Lot of creatures
I don't,
come to
I think
take
they
part.
Quietly get on with it.
Okay, so...
don't make all this fuss.
Don't make a fuss.
They do a water birth.
I need a birth. Yay!
Okay, so a study from 1997, the floating portion of the placenta
yeah.
is about 1.2 to 1.5 metres.
Excuse me?
Three to 5
portion?
Feet.
It's like an iceberg.
And the submerged portion
it's like an iceberg, yeah.
was about 2.4 metres, right. about 8 feet. So
that's what sunk the Titanic. That's it was whale
it's placenta. It's a placenta!
Yeah,
it's
absolutely Jennifer. Huge. It genuinely looks like a parachute in the sea, doesn't
ew.
It?
Ew.
It looks like a discarded condom.
Yeah.
I'm going to repeat my ew. Just for emphasis.
So you know that there's like, you know, we make a big thing about water births. So they make a big thing about having like an air birth.
Right,
like
right. Yeah.
It's just so much more calming. Just being like,
it'll be interesting
air.
To know, do any other mammals eat their placenta like humans seem to want
some
to do?
Some do.
I would
yeah,
eat my placenta.
Some do.
100%. Really? Yeah. Why not? It's
very
the only
strong.
Time you're ever going to be able
so
to do
gross.
That.
Ew.
I mean, I can buy you a nice dinner.
You said you were too.
Apparently not.
Yeah, no, I'd be first up. Yeah. Pushing you out of the way. Give it to me. We have to cook it.
Really? You wouldn't?
I mean.
It's part of
no.
me. It's
the only good reason to have a baby, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you poop. I don't want to eat that.
No,
that's
hold
also
on.
Part
that's
of you.
Not the same
different,
thing.
Different, though. Different.
Yeah. Okay. Agree or disagree?
No, it's definitely not the same thing. Placenta is tissue.
Also, where it comes out.
Don't eat tissues.
Yeah.
Is different.
It's where all
you
the good stuff
try,
happens.
Like, your own breast milk? Just to see what the hell
is. Oh, I
do
that.
Not for fun.
No, but like, wouldn't
what
you
for?
Be curious? Like, at least once? I
know. Would do it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't
straight
bother me. I don't
from
know.
The source.
Yeah, I'd try Caitlin's.
Can we all? Yeah. It'd be like one of those party things where there's multiple
they,
things
they,
coming
they,
out of one.
Yeah,
there was
they
that
had
ice
this thing
cream.
Where they were selling ice cream.
Covent
yeah.
Garden, wasn't it? And then it got.
What was that? Like,
breast milk ice cream. People were like,
oh, that lasted
up.
For like a day.
Because you can't. Because
it sold out.
Well, I think it was very popular, but the government were like, sorry, what are you doing? Completely illegal.
Classic government overstep.
Yeah.
This is why the
PC
Tories keep getting elected. Although I can't imagine that it's any Tories wanting to eat breast milk ice cream. That does sound like a very left-wing thing.
No, that sounds like a Tory thing.
Yeah.
Under the ropes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's like secret breast milk parties where they're just like in the back room having their little... under the table breast milk, yeah.
Publicly against it, privately.
Privately.
Completely for it.
Just like pig fucking.
Bit like, yeah.
Right.
Or abortions.
Or abortions.
Next on our list
next
of beautiful
stage
drinks.
Of the podcast. Kylie? Who would you like to say what this is?
It looks like Oh, Kylie Minogue Rose. God, I really can't read without glasses. Jesus.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You sound half cut as well.
I'm just very tired.
Okay.
You know what I've only just realised? Is that you sound like my old head of year.
Wow.
And it's been bugging me for a long time.
Take your shirt in when you're talking to me, thank you.
No, not the head of year of my year, the one I worked with.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound just like him, and I've always wondered why your voice sounded familiar to me.
I said why I really resented you.
No, actually, I really like him. he's a lovely guy. Yeah, no. No, it's only just hit me. It's probably because I saw him last night, and I rarely saw the two of you in close proximity.
Well, I've never
rarely
met him.
Or ever.
You'd love him.
Ever would be the correct response to that.
Ever? Nonsense. Ever what?
You've never seen him in close proximity?
No. Thank God.
Yeah. But everyone at home, Rob really tried to gingerly sit down because if we don't gingerly sit...
They end up frottaging themselves in their chairs.
We need a safe word.
Climb an A.
That's not a bad safe word.
That's a terrible safe word.
But what's a better safe word is this? Yay! Do you want to do one?
Yay!
So a loud bang
both
in Brixton.
Both of
mine failed.
It worked. Mine didn't work.
Oh my lord.
So
pass.
Pass.
Yay.
Yay!
Yay!
I can't believe this didn't work.
Hello.
5 minutes till a gun squad armed response.
What happens? Is this going to blow
ourselves
up?
Yeah, they're on the timer now. It'll fucking explode.
Oh, thanks. Any other surprises?
I'll just have to see.
Well, we've started with streamers. What comes after streamers?
Pegging.
Strummers.
Pegging.
We'll start do we have to have a talk after this?
No,
it's just one too many references.
I promise, Rob, you'll want to bite down on something, not talk.
I'm getting a real insight into your marriage.
This is the third night in a row that someone has brought up pegging in my presence.
This is the only time I've brought it up.
Which
in
is weird,
because
you've only been with Ash the last 2 nights.
I think we might have reached peak pegging as a culture. It's the zeitgeist.
Well, when...
Do you think there is any kind of sexual taboos within a legal framework, you know, yeah.
As in it's legal, but it's still taboo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking your,
second cousin.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and yeah.
Isn't it weird, though? That's where I knew what you were thinking.
Yeah,
you were
like,
because you literally went, not one.
Yeah.
You put your arm out, not the one, but the one behind a one.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I was going to say, child.
It's definitely a
child. No, that's illegal. That is illegal.
No, that's illegal.
Oh, but I was just saying, in America, in some countries, in some states, it's not.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's still child brides that it's legal in some countries. If you're talking about the UK, I guess, then that's
just
different.
For academic purposes, which states?
Don't know off the top of my head, I'm afraid. I can't be your dealer there.
And that's the correct answer.
Existing and walking around without a COVID vaccine?
Oh. No, that's legal, but you can't go to the States.
What? Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Are you sure?
They just booted out Djokovic. He can't compete in the...
Bye!
Yep. Being topless as a woman?
Sometimes that's completely legal.
Some places in France, that's
legal.
Cool.
Yeah.
And by cool.
It's great, yeah.
Eating placentas?
I'm all for it. I think you're legally allowed to do that so long as it's yours and the baby is finished with it.
Yeah, you can't go around the maternity ward.
Are you going to finish that?
Looks like a juicy one.
Oh my fucking God.
I like it medium rare.
Please go to a maternity ward, walk around to the different birthing suites and ask...
Wearing a lobster bib.
Yeah, exactly. Wearing a bib with a knife and fork. Say, are you going to finish that? Do you mind if I...
Sorry, do you have any... I prefer dark meat.
The bliss of the abyss is here now.
What's the most disgusting thing you've ever ate, Ash? Apart from Tom's ass! Okay.
A turtle.
A turtle?
Because they brought it out alive. This was in Vietnam.
Because
they brought it out alive and then they just boiled it. So it was with head, shell, everything just on a bed of lettuce.
Shoulders, knees and toes.
And then they... Yeah, exactly. And then they just put the scissors up and chopped it. And
so, is it illegal to eat turtle?
Well, in Vietnam, it's fine.
Apparently not.
But
is it taboo?
But the shell, you ate, it was gelatin. Oh, it was the texture,
you
which
the
was
shell?
Like. Yeah, well, because it just dissolved. It was with gelatinous texture.
Is it like crab?
No, it went like gelatinous. It was disgusting because of the texture. It felt like. Ugh.
And because it's a turtle and they're awesome.
Turtles are awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I ate a lot of stuff. We had eel. We had.
Yeah,
I've eaten quite a lot. It was delicious. Cool. It was.
Did they do jelly
again,
eels?
They pulled it out whole. Scissors, chop it up. I've had butterfly rat and all sorts.
Oh, I've eaten rat.
Butterflied rat.
It wasn't like they butterfly it, this take the guts out, dating. Grill it.
Do you have it on a stick?
No, they like.
I had it on a stick.
They grilled it in one of those like. We asked our tour guide to take, or my dad asked our tour guide to take us to like where the locals eat.
Yeah,
and it's this little shanty side of the road, plastic chairs that no one spoke English.
Totally bullshitted you. Yeah.
This is what we all eat.
What did that taste like?
To be honest, it was all the spices. It just tasted like spiced meat. It wasn't. It was just really bony. But they all eat the bones for calcium because they don't drink dairy. They have dairy products.
Because they considered cow's milk disgusting.
This is an abomination.
It's an abomination.
Yeah, would you like some grilled wraps?
Yeah. What's the most disgusting thing you've eaten?
We know you were there.
You were there.
We know you were there.
Thanks for leaning in.
I was there. I helped.
I was there. Of you.
We didn't eat the horse cock.
No,
we tried.
But you did eat.
But you did swallow.
They are hard to catch.
Turkey testicles were
turkey
bad.
Turkey testicles.
Was it again? Was it the texture or was it the flavour? What was it about it?
It's a sack.
The texture is really bad.
Yeah.
It's
and then
like
there's a picture of me
something.
Kind of like, it's like teeth, and it's like, there is the psychological element because you're like, oh God, this is disgusting.
No, that would make me feel powerful.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally getting one over on the
turkey. I feel like I was finally as masculine as a turkey.
Do you think if you didn't know it was testicles, you would have? It would have been fine.
No, because the texture was still super weird.
So it was a weird
you
texture.
You could tell.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I've eaten eye. If you eat eye before.
Yeah, it's essentially.
It's like, yeah, it's the gelatinous
it's
thing,
the
really.
Gelatinous
same
thing,
with
yeah.
brain. It's like, you're like, this,
same,
this is
it's
horrible.
It's slimy and gross, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just don't really like that. I can't think of a slimy, gross thing that I enjoy eating. Apart from. It's the last time I met them.
Peter, what's the grossest thing you've eaten? Let's quickly change subject.
I'm sorry, I just eat nice food. I've got a,
what you mean is not adventurous.
I no.
Petey, come on.
Come on.
I've got
we
a real...
We know you've had like a kebab pizza or some shit. Where? What's the depths? Come
changing
on.
Changing lanes, are we?
I'm not...
yeah, exactly.
Good you know, reference. I like lots of different flavours and stuff, but if I'm not, if it's disgusting, then just no. I'm not good with like, if it's eye or anything like
that. You wouldn't try?
Black pudding, I'll eat no problem.
That's not disgusting.
That's not disgusting.
No, but
it's delicious.
I agree. But I'm just saying, like, that's probably my.
Is it the most adventurous thing you've had?
Well, I've not been to Southeast Asia.
Okay.
And
which is where all the adventurous cuisine is from.
Were they like, does it move? Can we cook it? Good.
Yeah. No.
We ate horse in Italy.
I wouldn't mind eating horse.
See, we were in
horse
Italy and they had horse on the menu, and I was like, should we get horse? But then there was this one thing where it was like horse cock. Literally, it was like penis of the horse. Yeah. And at that point, we were like, you know what, let's bail.
I want the pasta.
Let's bail.
Yeah.
What was it like, though? Just pretty standard, right?
Yeah, it's just gamey. It's like eating venison and something. Yeah. It's like that really gamey.
This doesn't bother me. I was like, we would have had worse, but
we had
reindeer. In Italy and wanted other things.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think I found horse to be like, it's one of those meats that you eat and you're like, it's not offensive. It's just not great.
We just had it because we were in Verona.
I'd rather have a beefsteak and... Of all the like red meats that I've had, like bison and reindeer and all that kind of stuff, it's way tastier than horse.
Because do you remember horse that thing where there was like frozen meals? They found that like a lot of the meat in it was horse.
Which is, and it's ridiculous
kind of
that
it.
Anyone cared.
Yeah, exactly.
Because eating a horse is no different from eating a cow.
Yeah.
In terms of like its nutritional, well, it's slightly different nutritionally, but only because they're two different animals.
Can I tell you a fact about a horse? Or maybe Caitlin should tell you this fact.
No, you thought it'd be funny.
It's one of the funniest things ever. I feel like we'd only been going out a little while.
No.
Okay,
that's not
well,
true.
There we are. I failed at the first hurdle.
We were doing
no
the
pun
drive.
Intended.
We were doing the drive from like Palmer's Green to France with your mum.
Oh, I thought we were at the barn. Okay. No. I won't interrupt. Carry on.
You know when like you do stuff like this but like in a car, so it's like podcast stuff but you're just filling like conversation and you're
having a conversation.
Yeah.
Being
social.
It's like a podcast
but not recorded.
But it's not recorded, there's no microphones. It's so weird.
I don't understand, sorry. So
and I could not drive because I can't drive on you know
the wrong side
of the road. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like Rob and Rob's mom and they had to take turns, so I was always in the back. And we were just having like a good chat and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, you know, I heard like, just casually. I was like, you know, I heard if a horse lies down, you have to shoot it. And everyone's like, oh yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. I was like, yeah, because like they don't lie down, they sleep standing up.
Which is true.
Which is true. don't shoot a horse if it lies down. And it's like completely healthy.
Yeah, they roll in the dust.
Yeah, they're totally fine.
They're fine, yeah.
But ever since then, we've had this joke of any time you see a horse kind of like that.
Shoot
like,
it!
It's over.
Yeah, so you make it sound like a legal obligation.
I like convinced everyone in the car who are like, you both are like way more intelligent than me as well. And you're like, yeah, that sounds about right. And I was like, yep, you get the shotgun. Boom.
Blow her away.
Blow her away.
But do you know how many hours a day a horse sleeps?
No, tell us.
Five.
Almost.
Five and a half.
Three. Just three of the 24.
So what's it? Hang on.
What? Like they're on their grind.
But hang on. So in the stables. But in the stables. Like, yeah. You know, you put it in for more than 3 hours at night.
So yeah, that doesn't mean it's asleep.
And I'm saying, so is it just bored out of their fucking mind?
I think you might be ascribing too much prefrontal intelligence to the horse.
I think
to be fair... It can do some things, but it's not the most advanced.
No, I think you must know that it only sleeps for 3 hours standing up because it knows that if it falls to the ground...
it's around the corner.
Yes, it's a fucking shooter.
It kind of kneels down and... like, oh, I was just...
My legs are so tight. Stand up, stay up.
What are some things that you believed... And then someone like sort of like...
Oh, I can tell you... Okay, so I can tell you... I don't think I've ever told you this.
Ooh, but I love you.
So,
I believe there were sweeties in his
so
pockets.
So I'm a big advocate of sex ed at an early
age.
Oh,
I'm
glad you said sex, full stop.
I'm a big believer... I believe it exists.
never seen it.
You're not a sex denier.
No, Jen showed me.
Peter, check it out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He looked like he was having a good time. sex ed at an early age, because in this country, we don't have it till you're 13, or at least when I was at school, we went till you're 13. And genuinely,
really?
That, yeah. And I genuinely discovered whilst watching the sex ed video, that's where babies came out of vagina rather than...
Sorry?
Yep. Out instead of...
Tummy.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Good.
Instead of the bum, because I remember asking my mum as a kid, where does a baby come out of? And it's a, and she said, oh, your bottom. So
right.
Until then,
kind of right.
So literally until okay. I was 13 years old, I thought it was the bum, not the vagina.
Yeah, you took it literally.
Wow.
So I remember coming home, being really cross with my mum for misery. I was like, what other lies have you told me? She's like, your
dad
loves
you. Reeled
you.
Them off. Santa Claus, your dad.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
And then she sat you down and explained, no, that's how most babies are born. You were in fact shat out.
But no, but so there you go. That's something,
that's, a
I,
good one.
That's something I believed for far longer than you ever should. Oh, and also that... But the penis, the technical name for the penis wasn't the penis, but it was the peewee. And there was a character in the Smurfs called Peewee, and I just thought that was hilarious. I was like, he's called the scientific name for a penis. Because again, my mum being a prude couldn't like stand the word penis.
Yeah.
Which is strange because she called my dad a dick. All
the time. Much easier to swallow. Right. Sorry. Hey. Tom, Ash.
I was just trying to think about this.
No,
I...
we were raised pretty well.
No, I'm sure there were things. I'm a very gullible person. I've gotten better now.
That's what I love about you.
But I also do a lot of dumb shit. Like, let's be real. So I'll tell you
something. How's this worked out with the team you two?
I will tell you this because this is one of my... I've been blonde most of my life, so I get just blonde.
Wait, sorry, you've been what?
Blonde.
I thought you said born. I've been born most of my life.
Well, that's also true.
I thought she said blind.
When I went to uni and at the ripe age of 18, and I had a printer in my room and my computer. For 6 months, I thought my printer was broken because I was trying to like go from my laptop to my printer, trying to connect it. I was trying to connect to a printer that didn't exist, and it took me 6 months to work out that I just had to do the drop down. Like that all
that's
of the time.
That's all right. That's not too bad. That's
not
forgivable. Printers are
six
difficult.
Months to not work out that I just that. I, was trying to print
it's
a printer.
It's not great.
It's not great.
But if you said to me you did that from 9 till 5, Monday to Friday for 6 months, trying to work out how those printers...
I mean, I did
then
it
I'd believe,
quite
then,
often.
Then I would go, but if you're just going, once in a blue moon, still not working, I'd go, that's okay.
Oh, that's very kind of you to validate that, because I felt very stupid.
Of all the... No. When Tom's sitting next to you, I think we can all always say, oh, I had this silly idea, I did this stupid thing. It was like, we know, like...
What's something that
you're engaged to him?
Yeah, come on, Tom.
What's something that you?
He's got a number. He's got a long list.
I'm really racking my brain.
I feel you went to adulthood far quicker than most people.
Yeah, probably.
In a good way, in a sense of being drunk at 8. Right. I feel like that's not something most kids experience. No,
what was his name and where did he touch you?
His name was Dad. It wasn't 8. It was 11.
And he refused to.
Yeah, no matter how much I begged, he wouldn't teach me.
But you do it to the other kids.
I learned about this thing the other day. No, have you got one for the question before? Okay. Some kids go through, what do they call it? Precocious puberty.
Mm.
And it can be like as young as like 3 or 4.
So what does that mean? Because I feel that they have sort of attitude.
No, I know. That's why it stuck with me, the word precocious. It just means early.
Yeah, really.
Early onset. Yeah. But like there have been documented cases as young as 2 where it kind of starts to begin. It's like, mm-hmm. It's really damaging.
I was going to say awful for those poor children.
It's really
damaging. Because I wouldn't understand the psychology behind it.
No. And it has a load of physical ailments attached to it as well.
But it just means like early.
Yeah, early precocious on. Just early means on. Early, yeah.
So, like, why don't we have precocious dementia then?
Oh, that dementia was so precocious.
Yeah.
Snuck in early. Yeah.
It's probably not a great descriptor for medical words, though, precocious, because it has that social connotation of being...
Well, because if you say a child's precocious, it means they're more intellectual.
Supercalifragilistic. Sorry.
That's fine. Good
getting
joke.
Out early.
It means that it's usually more cognitively... advanced, yeah. Which just means that they're smarter.
No, it means they're a pain in the ass.
I mean,
oftentimes not very socially awkward when you're interacting with them on a daily basis. But they usually precocious is to describe someone who is more intelligent than their peers, usually,
right.
or more mature and behaving in that way. But a lot of times that's a sign of abuse because the reason they're behaving in that way is because of things that have happened to them and happened to them. So I don't know.
Very
it's
rarely because they've turned up with a glass of Madeira.
Yeah.
Double geography.
One day, little Johnny just arrived a glass in his smoking jacket.
Have you ever had any dumb beliefs, Tom?
I'm trying to. So I had some that I don't know if they're dumb beliefs, but I used to believe that if I ever heard the word apparently, I had to say apparently afterwards, or the world would end.
Now, where did this come from?
I don't know.
What age are we talking about?
Throughout the entirety of my childhood until I was probably like 15, 16.
Oh, did you think that was like a thing? Like,
that sounds like a school
boy. If someone like touch wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
like
a superstition.
Superstition.
And then I remember one day I'd got into a fight with one of my parents and I was really fucking angry. And I remember someone said apparently and I was like, fuck it, I want the world to end. So I didn't say apparently and the world didn't end. And I was like, been fucking stupid this whole time. I don't have world-ending
apparently.
Powers. Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, I've got kind of similar stuff with, like, I think we all probably have this, with, like, song lyrics that you 100% think are one thing, and then you say it to someone, and they're like,
you're wrong. Yeah.
It's this. Like, I used to have a bit about it. That Living on a Prayer, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. I thought for the longest time, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not.
I prefer that as a lyric.
It's good. Yeah.
Or I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
Yeah.
That's one.
Eiffel 65.
Yep. Mm.
Guess what country they're from.
Ooh, I know this one. Las Vegas.
No, that's not the
big tournament's going to end there.
What's the band?
Eiffel 65.
Probably didn't help.
Those aren't the lyrics either.
No, genuinely, I'm like,
green,
this is an earworm. I'm going to say Romania.
Close.
Latvia.
Less close.
Finland.
Czech Republic.
Very, very less close.
So Czech Republic.
You know this.
No.
Poland.
But just like you went geographically in a very different
direction. Because
Romania
is close, yeah.
It's just like you went the wrong way.
You have a working knowledge of... No.
The country formerly known as the Ukraine.
Fucking hell.
I have a blue house with a blue window.
No, you don't.
Czech Republic.
You have a white
blue
house.
Blue. Dinner.
Turkey.
Oh,
blue
Hungary.
Is the
Italy.
Color.
No.
Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
Peter said it first, but
you
I'll take
fools.
It.
Juba had. Did he? I didn't hear. I
pointed
at him.
Nor should you.
Give him the points.
Okay.
He needs them.
Dupont. Caitlin, have you got any beliefs that you used to think? And then you learned that you were
other
a
than
fool.
The obvious religious ones, right?
Or things that you were told. So, like, I was thinking that we were told as women, if you use a tampon, you are no longer a virgin because it breaks up finance.
I was never told that.
Were you?
I was just stuffing tampons in there.
I'm a virgin.
So
going to be the most prepared virgin ever.
I know, it's why a lot of the kids I teach, so they will use pads because they think it's dirty to use a tampon. Because
really?
It's like going to damage
your virginity. It's interesting.
In 2022, this is where we are.
But in our generation... Tampons were the most popular, and I remember girls in my year being picked on for using pads.
Yeah, because it's like a nappy. Exactly.
That's
so isn't it
interesting?
But it's a religious thing.
But isn't it interesting how this generation have got it wrong?
Oh, speaking of a religious thing, on the same, we had this thing in our school, and I think I've heard other people talk about this, where it's like, if you get fucked in the arse, you're still a virgin.
Doesn't count.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well.
That's
so you need to sit me down and explain things to me.
Oh, is that another pegging reference?
I wasn't going to be explicit about it, but thank you. Is that awful?
I remember a girl in my, I'm going to name a girl called Katie Collins.
Katie!
I know her,
Hashtag Katie Collins.
She's the one who pegged you the other
time. Oh my God, I could totally ruin her life because I just realised, oh, never mind.
No, it's not that Katie Collins, it's another one.
Yeah, it's the other one. It's the one we all know, not the one you knew.
So she's married now.
not for long.
Stop giving away.
To a guy named Stephen Albury.
What I'm going to say is, what's the worst thing that can happen in your married life? There, she did that. Anyway, so, right. Katie Collins. Allegedly, so I heard.
Allegedly, school rumour.
Before they got married. Anyway, what am I saying? So many things. I mean, she went on holiday before they got married. That's what that means. So,
I think that's enough obfuscation. Get to the point.
She said to me when we were in year 10 that you couldn't get pregnant if you have sex standing up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
So I offered her the opportunity to find out. She didn't take me up.
No.
No.
Your fringe.
She went
to wear
the fringe, yeah.
Actually, definitely worrying how many people who you knew were having sex and then asked questions about birth control and pregnancy just like, this is concerning because...
Yeah, it was worrying how everybody else was having sex but me. That's what was...
You had all the questions to make it look like you were?
Yeah.
My school had this cool thing where they picked like people who are doing good at athletics and then those who were in honors classes. So they were like, we'll put them together. And they did
in a breeding program.
Yes. And they made us AIDS peer educators. And what we would do as high schoolers is go to our middle schools. Uh-huh. The teachers would leave and we would give them sex ed and talk about HIV and any
That's
sexual
really cool.
diseases or anything.
Did you do that in a really enthusiastic kind of GCSE drama?
No,
style?
No, no, no. We pulled
Guys, today we're going to learn about
AIDS.
It's okay to say no.
Well, we did.
Well,
it's not.
It's not no.
That was your advice.
All right, you're pot committed.
Well,
only if you're gay.
Yeah.
In for a penny.
The guys would be like, you know, you think you're hung like a horse, and then we take out a regular condom, and then I'd put a condom all the way down my forearm and be like, you
and
don't need the extra large condom. Like, if you're going to have
See
sex.
That? That's the normal length of a dick. You pussies out there, what you got? Jack shit. Caitlin just talking smack to the whole
exactly.
class.
And the teachers weren't there, so they just trusted us, which is why they picked us to talk to these kids.
And you were like, show us.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, to go off what your point, Ash, is like, you would have some kids be like, yeah, I know about that. I know about that. Like, fuck, blah, 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 blah. And they would leave. And then other kids would come up being like, we have vaginal secretions. Like, I didn't know we did that. Like, I don't know anything. And like, it would be just staggering the difference between kids who pretended or knew about sex and then those who had no idea, were completely innocent. And
God, you got to get that shit right. There's a lot of responsibility
it's
there.
It's so hard for a lot of these kids to talk about if they've got that sort of context.
Yeah.
If it's not, we don't talk about this.
Yeah.
And it's still to be, and also you're discovering your body and it's super awkward. Being a teenager is awful.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's awful. And you've got all these hormones, everything's going crazy and you're embarrassed and you're like, why is this happening? Am I broken? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And if you don't have someone who can talk to you about it in a context that's not super embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, free rent. So,
how
hard is it for them, really? They don't have to pay for this cost of living crisis.
Some do. I remember, no joke, when I was 18, because that would make my brother 14. No, maybe he was 15. Anyway.
The important thing is, he's still your brother and you love each other dearly.
The end. But I remember one of his friends, Anne, when she turned 16, her mum was like, right, you're a grown-up now, so you're going to have to start chipping in. Bear in mind, she didn't have a job. She's still, like, on pocket money and, you know, but, like, it would be stuff like, right, you need to put 20p in for the toothpaste. because you're going to use it. We're all going to use it. I just remember that one sticking in my mind. It was like, whoa, she had to chip in for toothpaste at home.
I'm going to flip a fucking table.
Go for it.
No.
Okay, fair.
That's appalling.
It's awful, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Is awful.
Just tell her you don't love her and get over it.
Just ask her to move out.
Yeah, just say you were a mistake.
Having your child do chores is different to me.
Oh, no, that's different. That's fact. That's learning, like, responsibility.
I mean,
the
number of chores you did was outrageous.
What? You were the maid, were you? Was it?
One of our earliest, oh, yes, I like to call it
time.
A date, was I count it as a date. We did an activity together. It was romantic.
There we go.
I rode my bike over to Ashley's house.
Sweet.
And because we were going to hang out.
And 16.
And Ashley's mum made us clean the house. So
top to bottom.
All day. Yep.
Because it was Monday and that was house cleaning day. Yep. So I wasn't allowed to go on a date with my boyfriend. Tom came over, and because he came over on house cleaning day, he had to help mop, dust, vacuum the house.
Tom, you could have gone home. Yeah. All right, I'll see you tomorrow then.
This is how hard up he was. He was just like, you know what? I'm going to put in my penance.
Yeah. I don't care what I have to scrub to get laid. The moment these floors are shining, we're going to make them dirty again.
Did anyone else's parents buy them a puberty book?
No. What is that?
Okay. As in, like, so mum didn't want to... They had the talk, but there was suddenly this book that appeared in the bookshelf, which was just like, your body. And like, all about like the
They're
changes.
They're always in that tone, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And it was, and she just kind of like left it out. Like, if you have to want to read and don't want to like talk to us about it, read the
she
book.
Dogged a few pages.
Menstrual hygiene.
It's the only reason I'm with a doctor. Then, like, any questions, go ask her.
Yeah.
That's going to be the plan. Oh, should we ask dad, who has a degree in English literature, or do we ask medical doctor mum?
No, my parents were... Our parents were super chill about
that.
Not that we have the same.
Wow.
One thing you learned about us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to get back to that thing on sexual taboos.
We're more than second cousins.
Those are gene tests you took. What is it?
23andMe, yeah.
Yeah, 23andMe.
How do you think I got the Jewish in me?
Steady off.
All 3 inches.
I tampered with a sample before it was sent off.
Was my I never had. I mean, you can tell I never had the chat. My parents were church going.
Yeah.
Just shake a hand and.
Well, Peter, you're 7. Good luck out there.
The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
The bliss of the abyss is here now.
No, my parents banned girlfriends from coming over, which was hilarious because that sounded like...
That should have given you straight.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah. Babe, I'd take you home, but it's banned. Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, I say my parents never gave him a talk as if it was needed. So, I lived in a village. It was.
No, my parents told me very young and very emphatically all about the birds and the bees and how to have sex. And both of them emphasized the importance of consent, which I'm now. In retrospect,
really with you as well.
Yeah,
which is...
but at the time I was just like, why do people keep emphasizing the fact that no means no? Like, I get that no means no, but why do people keep saying it to me? Why is it? Because I was around my dad when he had he was kind of a father figure to some other boys that I was friends with, and he would have sex talks with them as well. They would ask him questions and stuff like that.
Sorry, with whom?
With just other boys.
There'd be lectures in the local
area. We would all sit around the campfire.
Oi, you.
And he'd get out a banana and a guava. The sex advice he gave my friends was very different to the stuff he said to me.
He told
one of my friends who was slightly older and was very successful with girls from a young age. He was talking about like finger banging techniques and how to bring a girl to orgasm. No.
The friend was, or your dad was?
My dad was telling this how to, you know, just
finger
little
banging
tips and techniques.
Did this kid even know that word yet?
Oh no, he was already in amongst it. He was mate, both hands.
Out of interest, do you remember any of the tips?
Just for your research paper.
I believe it's tips and fingers.
The rule number one is trim your fucking nails. That was rule number one. But then, and my other friend, who was his younger brother, got some tips on like wooing women or, you know, being charming and stuff like that. But my he's very charming. But my the sex advice he gave me was there was no tips, there was no, you know, this is how you seduce a woman. It was just remember no means no.
Right.
Because you're going to be hearing that word a lot. And I just want you to realize just no means no. I was like, I know no means no. It's a great lesson. In retrospect, it's a fantastic lesson. Yeah. At the time, I was like,
Tell me how
to fuck a girl. Stop telling me that I know no means no. But what if it's like, they say yes?
Tom, lesson what? Four. No means no. That was no, lessons one to three. Yeah, Dad, please.
No, still means no.
What I like about that is most parents think that their kids are the most beautiful, wonderful thing in the world.
My parents were under no such delusion.
He's like my troll of a son.
Yeah, just like,
I mean, have you seen High School Tom? Like,
you started dating high school
those
Tom.
Ringlets
because she couldn't get away with her lopsided legs.
Exactly. I was dragging one behind
you. You stole a pediatric shoe.
Frankenstein and the monster, but which was which? Oh.
Add braces in the mix and you got a great picture right there.
Oh yeah, the braces, they were fun. Introduction to BDSM.
Did anyone have braces?
Yeah, yes. Ash did. Well, we both did for a small period of time.
No, I had adult. I did the Invisalign.
You still had
braces. You went for the fasty ones, didn't you? So, did you do that as an adult, didn't you?
Yeah, just in lockdown. Yeah. It worked. I went with some budget internet company and it worked.
I mean, how
How difficult
they,
is
how
it?
How good do they have to
I
be?
I think once Invisalign kind of got the science down, all the other companies were like, oh, it's easy.
Yeah. It's just marketing.
Yeah.
It's great. They practice on people from other countries first.
100%. Their whole operation was based out of India.
Exactly.
Everything.
Well, now if you travel to India, everyone's teeth. Fucking perfect, man. You walk around that country, it's like, is every motherfucker going to LA? What's going on here?
I think you'll find it's Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey's the place in Europe to go to. And for hair stuff as well.
You go to Turkey, everyone's and teeth are cosmetic. Straight, but nobody has testicles because Rob's eating them all.
You want the booty, you can go to Turkey maybe.
Yeah.
Is that the plastic surgery place?
Yeah, big time.
I think so as well.
And your filler and all that stuff.
Everything. All of that stuff.
Go to Turkey, come out a Kardashian.
Would anyone have, I suppose, in some respects, your dental work was cosmetic.
It's not surgery, but it's cosmetic.
Would anyone do cosmetic stuff here? Like
no, but I'm not against it. As I used to be quite against it because I was a fucking idiot. But I'm not against it almost at all now. Like there's still the stuff where it's like you might have a psychological problem.
Yeah.
Maybe you should see a therapist before you get another plastic surgery.
And maybe the stuff where like kids are able to do it without parents' consent if they're a bit young, that seems
a bit.
No, I just have a far less, I used to have a very judgmental like just love your body, you shouldn't need anything changed or but now I'm just like,
you've seen a lot of ugly people. Actually,
like, someone needs a helping hand.
Well, no, what it was is I've spent 10 years lifting weights to change the way my body looks.
That's a good
incredibly way hypocritical to say, no, you're not allowed to pay money to go get someone else to reshape something.
I was going to ask, like, what's caused that? That makes just, sense.
Yeah. Well, it's that and meeting people who had, we met a lass at a wedding who'd had lip filler. You would never have picked her for having had lip
filler.
She said
that really thin lips.
Because her lips were crazy thin and she had them plump to look just regular.
Oh, okay.
And then she told us, I've just had lip filler. And I never would have been.
There's the two categories, aren't there? There's the one category where it's like from something that picks you out to normal, quote unquote. And then there's the from normal to enhanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the first one, I've had
Caitlin's
cosmetic surgery.
In the first category.
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not plastic, but cosmetic.
But it was from a plastic surgeon.
Well, the fact that you have to ask is interesting because it proves.
No, can we guess?
May I ask what it
is? I think you've told us and I can't remember.
I think it's the ear. I think that was on purpose.
Yeah. She was like, crank it out, Doc.
Yeah.
So give me some range.
Glasses sit really well on me and it fucks me off.
Yeah, but this is the thing. So, like, I leading plastic surgeon, I had a relatively large birthmark on my face, and
you can
see the scar. Like, if
there's some very
if you
interesting
get close
photos.
Up to me in the right light, you'll see it.
What
a,
did it look like before?
So it was like a raised birthmark that was like about the size of a what is the UK coin equivalent? Because it's a dime.
No, it wasn't quite that big.
No, it's like a dime,
but dime is smaller than our one.
Or no, not a dime, a nickel.
Maybe
is
can we have millimeters?
Yeah, it's probably about that.
So yeah, it was like relatively big, and insurance were like, she gets to go to the doctor, that could turn cancerous. So insurance is like, if she wants to have it removed, she can have it removed, and that is completely covered as a medical surgery.
And you were like, stop calling me she, I'm right here.
But my parents were like, pushed me to do it and whatnot, and but like that grew on me, I got teased and stuff, and so I decided one day, like I didn't really like who I was as like a, 12-year-old or whatever, and anyway. So I had like a little breakdown, my parents were like, if you want to get this removed, you can get it removed. Anyway. We went to the plastic surgeon. He took his heart went out for me, and he removed it. And removing it was covered by insurance, and everything else was considered cosmetic. So to make it look good, so you could remove it, and I could have had like a huge scar across my face just to stitch it up. Yeah. But instead, what he did is something called dermabrasion, which is kind of like sanding the skin. And then also lasering any hair. Because like birthmarks, like moles and stuff, get hair that are like quite dark. So I had lasering, which was crazy because you get these like goggles on your eyes and like it burns. It smells like burnt rubber and stuff. Mm. And then they did this sanding thing called dermabrasion, and that's considered cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
Mm. How old were you when this happened?
In middle school. So and I went back to school the same days with like a huge like plaster on my face. And I remember a girl came up to me. She's like, you know what? I'm proud of you. And it was like, but it's weird because like you're proud of me because I removed it because I should have, or you're proud of me because I'm like holding it on my face. But either way, I was still kind of proud that someone said that.
So what, like 12, 13?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been like that ever since. And actually, it made my life a lot better. And it's considered a cosmetic surgery, though, and it was done by a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
So I agree with you on these things, too, where it's like, you know, if it's going to make you feel better, it changed my life like insurmountably. Like,
well, then it's a positive thing, right? And that's when it comes down to the individual.
Yeah, yeah,
100%. Like, if it's going to improve your quality, like people who get breast enhancements or reductions and it makes them feel better about themselves, well, who are you to judge if it makes you feel good?
So my question is, what about the grey area where that you've got those people who are kind of addicted to it and they're like, no, I'm making it better, but they're just getting procedure after procedure and it's like clear that it's...
How is it not like an eating... I was going to say tattoos or eating disorders?
Yeah.
It's a psychological issue where...
I agree.
Really... Like, people go to the extremes with that as well. And I mean, I think also Instagram culture with things like filtering and stuff that editing has like come to a point of that level of there's a deeper issue going on.
I bet there are young people going into doctor surgery being like, make me look like the filter.
Yes, 100%.
Which doesn't exist. That's not real. And that's a problem with that whole culture anyway.
Yeah. So many of these girls I follow, like my friends and stuff, but not my close friends, but people I follow that I know, because I would actually talk to them about it. They have a filter called Just Baby. And it makes you just look very nice and glam and quite natural looking, but like you can tell you are different, but like literally the filters of all the stories are Just Baby. And I'm like, that's kind of gross when you think about like Just Baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that was another thing that I was telling you about this. I don't know much about it. I don't know what the documentary is called, but like there's a Victoria's Secret documentary that I think came out on Hulu.
Interesting.
It's a 3-part series, and all these Victoria's Secret models are coming forward because Victoria's Secret Enterprise was in collaboration with like Epstein, and there was like a certain show where they launched Pink. So there was like the Victoria's Secret.
I find that so weird. I hate the line Pink. It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
But Pink is like for preteens, right?
Yes, I mean, yeah.
And so they were doing a runway show, which is like the normal Victoria's Secret show where they wear all these like crazy wings and stuff, but for Pink. And apparently a lot of the Victoria's Secret models came forward and were like, that's when everything got really dark and we were wearing toys, literally, that were not like part of any of the line. Mm. And they were like advertising, you know, and like, and balloons.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what's revealed in the documentary.
Yeah, so I don't know what the documentary is called. I should know that. We should look it up.
That sounds really interesting.
You're just saying, though, for Ofcom reasons, you're just reporting what you think is in a documentary.
Yeah,
exactly. Not necessarily that's what...
It wouldn't surprise me.
But I think there's also, going back to cosmetic surgery, there's another aspect to it. So your thing was also a one time only.
Yeah.
And it sort of, I think something like, when you, I don't like using the word enhancements, but when you do change, because it makes it sound like there's something wrong and they're getting better. But anyway.
I think that's how they feel.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of the time.
I think they're just different. Anyway, but with breast surgery, because the implants need to be changed every few years, is my understanding.
Do they?
I think so. I don't think it's for life.
It's like 10, 15.
But
right, yeah. Okay.
And every time you do surgery, there are risks attached to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get scar tissue and scars.
That's how what's-his-face's mum died. Kanye West.
What? Really?
His mum died getting breast enhancement.
Really?
Yeah.
What
and
a
think complications and on I'll be honest, surgery. I think that's the bit that's not missed out, is like, these are medical procedures.
Yeah, they're not to be taken lightly.
And and I feel like with yours, it sounds 100%. Like on balance. I don't know what there should, I don't know if there's a formula, but I feel like there should be some sort of formula that works out kind of, I don't want to say cost benefit analysis, but no, like with but... you, it obviously made sense, Caitlin, because you're like, there's a birthmark, you know, it's yeah, been throughout life. It's yeah. on, it was on your face. It was in a prominent area.
So, yeah, I agree with that. I really do. But what I will just add to it, just because it's important to have the balance, right? So it really markedly made everything better in some respect. But, like, I also was in the choir. I sang a lot. Of, like, parents knew that I sang.
Yeah.
And no one understood why I wouldn't do post-surgery. Fine, everything's healed. No one understood why I never went for theater, or I don't like being on stage ever with lights on my face, because I always thought people were going to see the scar on my face. And I'm only learning that now, the fact that you said all that. And so I completely avoided doing any theater, not because I couldn't necessarily be good at it, but because I thought, but what I'm, the reason why I'm saying that is because you made me think of this. So that's the first realization I've ever had. So thank you. But I thought if I was way more self-conscious, because I'm not, it made my life a lot better. Yeah. That was the only place that affected, but if I was way more self-conscious, I could have kept asking to make it better.
Right,
you can still see a scar on my face. I have a scar, right? Yeah.
I've never noticed.
But also, I have...
Even now, you're saying if you look at it, I can't.
See, I was attracted to it.
Only.
Yeah,
I noticed it.
That's why we're friends, because you saw mine. You're like,
I love a scar.
But like Tom's scar, people don't notice it, especially because you...
That was from birth.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you've... Now that you've got your beard, it's kind of in the beard. But you were always so self-conscious about it. And like,
you can't help it. It's on your face. But like, Will Burnham has the same scar as me.
Yeah.
But what used to... And it's faded a lot. But you used to be quite self-conscious about it. Well, you would say people notice, oh, I'm ugly, I've got this scar. And I'm just like, but no one... Okay,
what are you talking about?
Sure. But I agree with
maybe
all
when
that,
you're
right?
16 or whatever.
Yeah, when you were
high school. No.
That
I've
was
had
my
it
stupid
for
belief.
My entire life.
Yeah,
but
it used to be self-conscious.
Well, you were cleaning the house.
That was my stupid belief. Now I actually have gotten to it, because I was trying to figure out like what was the stupid thing I believed.
Ah, okay.
That, like,
look at this callback.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, I couldn't think of like what was the one that I thought like that would make a difference. And I thought having a spotlight, and that's probably where my stage fright comes from, is from that. And I thought having a spotlight on me, everyone's gonna notice I have the scar on my face. Even though day to day life people look at me, I thought I'd be fine.
Do you think about if you were a child now having the same surgery, do you think they would now offer kind of psychological support alongside it?
I have no idea. I mean, on your face though, it's quite prominent. So
well, but as in, it sounds like although they physically changed you, mentally you were still largely where we were.
I would imagine that if she'd had problems, that would have been like a route you could explore. It's like.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory, do you know what I mean? Some people
like
will just breeze
be,
out
though.
And be... Well, but they're different
but even,
psychologies
no, even,
and
but
stuff
even
like
if you check in and actually, you know, who's to say whether they're psychologically okay or not? Even if you have one session with a mental health specialist and they go, oh, they seem like they're doing really well with the surgery and actually...
Probably wouldn't hurt to just have a chat.
But it sounds like that's what you need. You know, if you'd had like 6 sessions of CBT...
6?
Aged...
Well, I'm to 1.
But
you're selling course,
that's how they get you.
I totally agree with that. I think you're right.
Just to be like, oh, you know, what do you? How do you feel about appearing on stage and stuff? And you're like, no, I can't. They'd be like, okay.
I wouldn't even say that though. I would just like breeze past it. Just be like, no, it's not for me. But I do think that like any kid requesting a surgery of any kind, they're going through some kind of trauma.
Yeah.
Like they're going through some kind of dilemma to request it.
Yeah.
Not the parents putting it on them. The kid requesting it means that something's wrong. They're not feeling right.
They're probably getting bullied.
Yeah. No, definitely
so.
Probably. Because that's where...
It's internalized.
It's internalized. Because
something's
either...
told them that the way I am is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then you internalize it. And it's the minute you internalize it. And then that's the thing where you're okay.
The other thing as well, though, is that we take what they say as if that's how they're going to be forever.
I know.
And actually, there might be a temporary thing. And the problem is... When you say that, people think that you are diminishing how that young person is feeling, and you're not. You're actually, in some respects, giving them hope, going, look, I know it feels like all everything now, but actually...
Is that what they say about suicide? It's a permanent solution
to
a temporary problem.
Yeah.
Unless you're Hitler.
But it's happening. Like,
that problem was not
that
temporary.
That was not temporary.
Not temporary.
The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
That's a record for how long it's taken us to mention Hitler in a
podcast.
That's
true. I think we got to pedos a bit earlier.
Oh, come
those
on.
Those are on.
You've got to get to pedos early.
Look, they're not fit. They're not fit for human consumption. What were the Holy Trinity? It was pedos.
Hitler.
Hitler or general Nazis and what, eugenics? Lads, back me up.
We would probably say something that was ambiguously racial. it was an allusion to some form of racism.
Tom was ambiguous and I was just racial.
Yeah. No, it was always an allusion to some form of racism, but never specifically what the racism was or who the racism was against. It was just a general
those I tell you people. What, here's an idea. We go down to Devon. How many sleeps in your place?
Now, we'll have to get our own place. I can't drive. I've had to.
No. Genuinely,
I'm not giving you my address.
So genuinely, I don't want to see you. I will eat lasagna.
You are right now dead to me. No. So we have a spare sofa bed, but Jen's mum literally lives the other side, and right. She lives in a 3-bed bungalow.
Perfect. So we'll come down and we'll do a not fit for human consumption.
True. Not fit for Jen's mum.
Seaside edition.
Where in Devon are you going to be?
North Devon. I'll send you the address.
Yeah.
No, what? Just say it. Say it on the
40.
Postcode and your mum's maiden name.
It's in the
the last three letters on the back of the
card. And your credit card details.
A small seaside town called Appledore, which is basically
sounds very quaint.
It is basically the Dulwich of North Devon.
It does sound
very nice. Who doesn't like a bit of Dulwich?
And we're in the old converted glove factory.
Lovely.
Did you say glove? Did you say glove or love?
Glove.
Because a love factory is different.
We live in the converted G-Love factory. G-Love factory.
That's my rap name.
And we have the ground apartment with the court. So we have the courtyard, which only we have. And one wall of the courtyard is the old seawall.
This sounds really lovely.
Oh, nice. So there's the ocean on the other side.
Huh?
Is the ocean on the other side?
If it's on the inside, no, we, Jen owns
it. She bought it? Okay.
Yeah, she bought it a few years ago.
That's amazing.
So no London.
She's just been waiting to find a man.
Ready? Are we doing more? Ready? I'm going to do it right.
Oh, no, hold on. So, Peter, we love you. We're going to miss you, but good luck. Have a great time out there. This has been a wonderful podcast to celebrate. 3, 2, 1. Hey! Yeah! Woo!
God damn it.
Yeah! You got there in the end.
Mine popped. It was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Any closing words, Peter? Final thoughts?
Sure.
Fast forward 20 minutes.
I'll keep it as they say in Cantonese.
Good reference.
To something outside.
I was going to say to something that nobody will get.
No, that's for us.
No, I would just say like this country, just like its people, is pretty small. Actually, do you know what? Like, it's all going to be fine. Fuck it, we're all going to be fine. And no, I've got nothing to say.
Shot. Well, amen. Cheers to you, Pia, everybody. Cheers.
And congrats to you, Jen.
Oh, thanks.
Agreed.
Yeah. Why? What she told you?
That's for outside the podcast.
You're getting pegged tonight.
All right, let's do it. Thanks, guys, for being on the pod.
Thank
love
you.
Ya. See you next time. Thanks for listening to the show. If you've enjoyed it, please give us 5 stars and consider becoming a subscriber and maybe even supporting us on Patreon. Really, really, really helps me continue making this show. If you haven't enjoyed it, then you can fuck off. Many, many thanks to Nils Hennis Steer for the amazing music and to Dave Fox for the cool artwork. Please keep coming back every week for more Bliss of the Abyss.
One.